Friends in Christ Jesus, let's remember the poor this holiday season for just a second or two during our Thanksgiving prayers. As we sit and stuff our godly Christian bellies full of turkey and enjoy the place settings of our families and friends with their Bentleys and Mercedes parked in the driveways of our lovely Christian home. Let's thank God that He's blessed us with worldly goods, expensive enough to feed a half million starving Negroes for 10 years, living in a country we can't or don't even care to pronounce. During this season, our wallets are emptied because the money we lend, in times of need sadly, goes to our lazy white trash friends and relatives who we keep hoping and praying will get back on their feet and make a difference for the Lord. But for shame, it often goes to buy the booze and drugs they need to keep themselves just a little happy for a few more days. Sure, we know our friends and family members in white trash trailer junk are stupid, but they're Americans, and they're more deserving and have much less opportunities to succeed in this difficult world that the poor little skin-and-bone baby-colored folks the so-called media says need our help. Well, let me tell you something, media. We do our best to take care of them colored folks, too. Well, we've sent our missionaries to hand out yummy cans of gospel in the form of the Holy Bible, when there's no cans of Campbell's soup available. And praise Jesus Christ, thanks to our godly efforts, millions and millions of them will starve to death, knowing that Jesus Christ is their Lord and personal Savior. While we lay back on our leather couches watching football this Thanksgiving, letting out belches of blessed turkey in the sweet name of Jesus. Glory to God. We are heeding the call of Christ these days, my friends. As a democratic Congress takes over, it looks like we'll have to start cleaning our automatic weapons and unpacking our bags again. For the Lord might return, but His return has been delayed yet again. I'd urge Christians everywhere to obey the American Christian way and just take it easy. This is a time of waiting and of prayer. Jesus said, "No man shall know the time," and that is the truth. This is a time for us to work our jobs and raise our families and attend church. Do good deeds by sending money to our Christian friends suffering in trailer parks and tiny apartments. Evangelicals and fundamentalists don't know how long the wait will be until Christ's return. But we intend to enjoy our lives to the fullest while we remain here on earth, and to help our brothers and sisters in need who really matter to Jesus. Don't be fooled by people like Mother Teresa, who are now boiling in hell, that Mary-worshipping Catholic fool of a woman. The love of God starts at home with family and friends, not in some God-forsaken non-Christian country riddled on Thanksgiving Day with the rotting corpses of meaningless little starving children. So let's sit back and enjoy ourselves this Thanksgiving and stuff yourselves full, thanking God that you have ate enough to fill the bellies of at least 20 poor little Negroes in Africa. God is so good to those that love Him the most, and you need to thank Him for that. Praise the sweet name of Jesus, and pass that cranberry sauce, and go, 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 Ohio State. Glory to God.